Blog Talk Radio.
Remembering my own name sometimes. Went 26 minutes to the show. I cut a song off halfway that we're all sick of hearing. Because I did the free one, I don't think I can go back in and add songs. I was going to read this article from, let's see here, Michigan Future, Inc. The website is www.michiganfuture.org. Oh gosh, do I say backslash if it's the forward one? /12/2014/good-business-climate-good-economy. So we're going to read Good Business Climate, Not So Good. This entry was posted in a blog under Michigan Economy, 2015 Tax Business Tax Climate Index, Minnesota, New Jersey, State Employment to Population Ratio, State Per Capita Income Tax Foundation. The well-respected Tax Foundation recently released the 2015 State Business Tax Climate Index report. Michigan is rated the 13th best business climate in the country, the same ranking Michigan had in 2013 and 2014. In 2012, the state ranked 27th. So on the measure, we are told repeatedly by Lansing policymakers in the business community that is the key to the more and better jobs Governor Snyder has established as the state's economic priority. The state has made lots of progress and is an upper-tier state. One problem. You can't pay the bills or save for your retirement or the kids' college education with business climate ranking. What matters to everyday Michiganders is jobs and income. And on that, as we have explored in recent posts here and here, Michigan is anything but a top-tier state. In fact, we are now structurally a poor state. 37th in per capita income, the best measure of a community's economic well-being. 41st in per capita income minus transfer payments, and 42nd in the proportion of 25 to 64-year-olds with a job. With falling wages, now 5% below the national average, with almost no improvement on any of these metrics from 3 years ago when we had a much worse business climate rating. It's not very uplifting, is it? What about Minnesota, the state with the best economy in the Great Lakes? They rank 47th in this year's business tax climate report. They were 44th in 2012, 45th in 2013, and 47th in 2014. But now what matters to everyday Minnesotans, they are 13th in per capita income and 3rd in the proportion of adults 25 to 64 years old with a job. Minnesota's 2013 per capita income is $47,500 compared to $39,055 for Michigan. 2013, 80.1% of Minnesota aged 25 to 64 worked compared to 69.0% in Michigan. Any of you willing to trade higher income and more jobs for a better business tax climate rating? The authors of this year's business tax climate report highlight New Jersey as having particularly bad tax policy. They write, the states in the bottom 10 suffer from the same afflictions, complex, non-neutral taxes with comparatively high rates. New Jersey, for example, suffers from some of the highest property tax burdens in the country, is one of just two states to levy both an inheritance and state tax, maintain some of the worst structured individual income taxes in the country. New Jersey is last in this year's report. They have been last or next to last for each of the last four reports, 2012-2015. If business tax climate matters as much as our policymakers and business community tells us it does, New Jersey residents should suffer from high unemployment and low incomes. Think again. New Jersey is the 3rd in per capita income and the 20th in the proportion of 25 to 64-year-olds working. Seems like it's time for Michigan to learn from states like Minnesota and New Jersey, states that have higher income and more working-age adults with a job. Becoming more business-friendly isn't getting us the more and better jobs we were promised. It's time for Michigan to get a different path back to prosperity. This is wrote, if I didn't say so, in December 2014. I think he said that pretty well. I won't have really time to look up something else, and it won't come up the way I want it anyway, so. to look up. A long pause. What a great show. It's like pounding on the side of the house. I can't explain and stuff. So I'm going to go to a song while I look this up.
Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from our loneliness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from our loneliness. Something real. If ever again. come. Keep stabbing our brother in the back. This is what we'll get. What shady fools we become. Is it to the end? Or can we re-evolve into something, something real? If ever again.
I'm back. This is Fire Moth Spirit Warrior. I was having a hard time there. I found an article from when the houses were like 10,000 and less or whatever in 2012. It was insane out there. I don't know how they've pulled that back up. I think enough people have left the country or something. And I found another article. This is Michigan in the bottom 10. Skies definitely would be pessimistic. And I guess for us to have live long, healthy lives, we're supposed to be very positive. That's what I just read. We have to shift from being pessimist to optimist. If everyone was optimist, how would that make any sense? No, it just doesn't. Okay. This is October 28th, 2014. I was having a bad year, too, at that time. No matter who wins next week's elections for governor in the state legislature, those elected will be taking over a state economy that is a national laggard. The best evidence of that reality comes from the recent release by the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis of 2013 state per capita income data. They report that Michigan is 37th in per capita income, and far more worrisome, 41st in per capita income minus transfer payments. Transfer payments are payments made by government to or on behalf of individuals. They include Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, TANF, cash benefits, food stamps, veterans benefits, tuition support like Pell Grants, and subsidies for college loans, the earned income credit, etc. You read that right. Michigan is a bottom 10 state in per capita income that does not come from government payments and benefits to individuals. Employment earnings, wages and benefits from work, and investment earnings, dividends, interest, and rent, the other two components of per capita income, combined are $6,500 lower per person here than the nation. 18% below the national average, Michigan ranks last among the six Great Lakes states. We rank last. We're like losing the game. Transfer payments in Michigan are 10% above the national average. Total per capita income in Michigan is 13% below the national average. Per person, Michiganers have income $5,700 lower than the national average. These results come in the fourth year of national recovery from the Great Recession, a recovery that includes a relatively robust rebound from near complete collapse and bankruptcy of the domestic auto industry, still the main engine of the Michigan economy. So the reality is Michigan is now a structural, not cyclical, laggard compared to the country. During the recovery, Michigan's ranking has barely budged. In 2009, the depths of the Great Recession and auto industry collapse, we were 38th in per capita income and 42nd and per capita income minus transfer payments. Long gone are the days when Michigan was one of the most prosperous states, or even a state that did better than the nation, when the domestic auto industry was doing well and fell below the nation when the industry struggled. As we've explored in my recent Let's Hope This Isn't Back series, Here, Here, and Here, in addition to per capita income, Michigan is a national laggard in the proportion of adults working, those unemployed, wages, proportion of citizen and children in poverty, education attainment, K-12 education outcomes, and other measures of child well-being. No matter the conventional wisdom from Michigan elites, corporate elected officials, and the press, that Michigan is once again a national economic leader, Michigan is a long ways from being back. Corporate Michigan is enjoying skyrocketing profits, stock prices, and top executive compensation, and a more business-friendly policy environment. Ranking 14th in the Tax Foundation's 2014 State Business Tax Climate Index, Michigan elites are doing very well indeed, but the data are clear, the rest of us, not so much. Back should mean not just elites doing well, but a Michigan once again with a broad middle class where, as was true here for most of the 20th century, if you are willing to work hard, you can earn enough to raise a family and pass on a better opportunity to your children. What we need is not a celebration of where we are, but an understanding that Michigan is now one of the poorest states in the country and a commitment to get back to where we were. I think that's it. I'm really not with it today. I don't think this was a good day to do a show. Oh, and that's just really depressing. And then to think that parts of my family want to stay in the poorest state in the country. Jeez. What kind of future is that? Well, I'm probably going to close this post out today. I think those readings were sobering enough. Sometimes I think when I do certain writings and stuff and I read them that I'm just like really out there, you know. I probably should just keep it centralized in Michigan, my frothy crying out. Read this part here that I wrote prior to the show, and then I'm just going to close up. Michigan's economic climate, 2014 to 2015. I'm going to read a small article I have never read, and we will discuss Michigan's economic climate from what I see to what I am told around me. Also, I am going to discuss how we are lied to about any other countries and that the truth is not even allowed on the airways barely for us to know the truth about other places and what it is like to live there economically. I will do my best to keep my observations within my own state. I think that that's what I have to say about Michigan. I'm literally speechless. We must, as a people, demand more work, more opportunities to work, a better working wage to live on, reduced living standard. We must demand these things on any pedestal that we're able to get a voice on. Michigan is suffering, and it doesn't look like they're getting much better. I want everyone to have a great day. I'm going to sign off with Where Our Rights Going. It's a pep-up song. Get us going.